this Sunday evening. Hopefully y'all had a great one, great weekend, and a great Sunday. So I always like to come on live here on my way home and just kind of give y'all a little something, a little education, a little bit of knowledge that can help you when you make your purchase of a house. Okay, so that's the whole purpose of doing these small segments here on Facebook Live for you guys. All right. Anyways, today's topic is talking about finding the perfect home. All right. So that's what we're gonna get right into. So talking about trying to find the perfect home, just a couple of tips that are gonna help you find the perfect home for you and your needs and your family. That you kind of want to get your head wrapped around is, I know you're probably watching TV shows, HGTV, Home and Gardening, Flipping Houses. You know, you're watching all these kind of unrealistic shows. You're going to be buying this house. You don't have all this investment dollars and all these angel investors with you that are going to be funding the projects that you're going to be doing in the house. And I see these shows, they're showing you that they're knocking out walls with sledgehammers and all this stuff, right? So a lot of times, you know, us coming back to reality, all of us that are out buying houses right now, you know, we have a certain budget that we have to stay within. We don't have all the contacts to help us demolish the house and rip out walls and reroute electrical and reroute plumbing and all that stuff. You know, you would have to get a loan where it's going to cover that portion in the purchase of the house as well, and then start doing the remodeling. But what a lot of times they don't show you is a lot of these remodeling projects are going to cost a lot of money, or you end up hitting something, you end up finding mold in the walls or something, you know, termites or something that's going to cause you more cost in the long run, and you still have not moved into the house yet, right? Or you're going to have to live in it like that, which I don't think you'd want to do. But anyways, some things you're going to want to point out or want to start kind of taking notes on what you're going to want to help you find that perfect home is going to be, you want to know how many bedrooms that you're going to need, right? So, you know, typically you know how many people are going to be living in the house, or how many people are going to be, you know, coming in and out of the home, you know, living there temporary, or they're there on weekends, etc. So you want to make a note of that. Now, be realistic with yourself as well on how many you need. Don't come in or start thinking off the top of your head you need 5 bedrooms when it's only 3 of you in the house, okay? So get an idea, wrap your head around that, how many bedrooms that you're gonna need in the home, all right? How much square footage that you think you're gonna need. Now, you know, livability, think about where you're coming from. You're in an apartment right now, probably living with family or something like that. But if you're in an apartment, you're probably in 800, 900 square feet, something like that, if you're kind of comfortable now. Just 2 people, if you're 3 to 4 people in an apartment, you're probably, you know, maybe 2 bedrooms, you know, the kids are having to share, the parents are having to share, and then maybe 1 common space. So you want to get an idea of what other spaces that you need in the house. Maybe I would recommend you're going to want a loft area or like a game room. That's kind of what we consider a loft. It's kind of like a mini version of a game room. So you're going to probably want to have one of those. You're going to want to have your great room area. So you're going to want to have an open space, you know, where you can hang out in the kitchen, you can hang out in the living room and kind of socialize with everybody, you know, the parties that are all there at your home, or family members that are in the house. That'll be something that you'll want to kind of consider as well. And then also, now you're going to have a garage, right? So if you're out house shopping, think about it. If you've been in an apartment all this time, you probably had to pay extra for a covered parking, or you had to just go and settle in the very, very back, because, you know, all the people that are living with your apartment neighbors, they have more people living in the apartment than they're supposed to, and they're occupying the closer spots. So you're having to settle for whatever's in the very, very back of the apartment complex, and you're having to walk all the way up to your apartment, right? And being that we're in that rainy season right now, that hurricane season, you know, it rains a lot. You're having to walk through that rain, you know, probably get your shoes soaked and stuff like that. So keep that in consideration as well whenever you're house shopping, okay? You now have a garage. So you don't have to worry about having to pay for cover parking or pay for having maybe an apartment that has the garage attached. You know, you're going to have that already included in your house. So take those in consideration. Rooms, right? So how many bedrooms that we need. Keep it realistic on how many that you need for the parties that are going to be living in the home, the family members that are living in the house. Think about the amount of space that you need in the home as well, you know, living areas, or if you need, you know, like a game room area situation or a loft area, something like that. And then also, you're going to want to consider office spaces. Do you maybe need an office space in the house as well? Maybe you have a formal dining set that you want to put in the home, something like that, something along those lines. Take those things into consideration when you're getting ready to go out and start shopping for that house, okay? The one-story, two-story situation, a lot of times, I mean, you're based on where you're looking at, you're going to be able to find a one-story with decent space. I would say the most common trend right now that people are looking for on a one-story is going to be about 1,900 square feet. It is pretty comfortable in a one-story with three bedrooms. Now, if you're looking to have four bedrooms on a one-story plan, you're probably going to need easily over 2,000 square feet. You're probably going to want to have about 2,100 square feet to about 2,300 square feet. When my wife and I bought our first house, we bought it was 2,133 square feet, and it was a four-bedroom house. It was really comfortable for us, but then with the growth of the family, we ended up deciding to go with a little bit bigger home, so we ended up buying a bigger house after that. But 2,100 is still pretty good as well. A recommendation if you're out looking, you know, you might want to look at that, or tell your realtor kind of to find you something within that range as well. And helping you find that perfect home. Two stories, I mean, anything over 2,000 square feet is gonna be pretty good for you. You'll be fine, comfortable. If it's just one person or two person, any two story, I mean, even 1,600 for something kind of smaller and above will be a great livable home for you guys. But hopefully those tips are gonna help you guys to finding your perfect home, whether you're looking for a resale house or you're looking for a new home. This information should be able to help you narrow down on your search on what you're looking for in getting a house and finding that perfect home for you and your needs and your family. All right, guys, so please share the information with everybody else as well. You think this is a valuable tips for you guys, please share it as well with others. Share it on your page as well if you can. And then also don't forget to hit that like button below. For those of you that are already kind of trying to begin your searches as well, I do have an ebook out that helps people like yourself. You make decent income to qualify to get a house, right? You have the 620 plus credit score, but it's that down payment that's really kind of sticking it to you. It's a lot of money when you have to come up with, you know, 3.5% of the price of the house, closing costs altogether. You may need some help. Now with this book, it simplifies the whole process on how to do things, okay? Step by step on what needs to be done to be able to get down to zero or pretty close to zero, okay? It's not a gimmick or anything. This is tried and true things. I have customers taking advantage of these programs all the time, and you can as well. So all you have to do is go and download the book here. Now, if you want the help, let's say you don't want to have to figure this stuff out yourself, you want help by myself, I can help you through all the steps, guide you along the way the entire time frame, and get this done for you and simplify it even more if you don't want to have to deal with any of that mess. I'll take care of the house, take care of helping you get the loan process going and everything, and get you from A to Z into getting into your home. All right, so just let me know. I'll be glad to help you guys out. All right, but go get the book. It's a great read for you. It's quick, it's easy, it's only about 12 pages, and you should get a copy and let people know to get their copy as well. All right, guys, talk to y'all later. I'm home and I gotta get inside. Talk to y'all soon. Have a great